Tyler Cohen, who wrote the national best-selling book The Great Stagnation, has penned a somewhat less appealing sequel, Average is Over, Powering America Beyond the Age of the Great Stagnation. This new book argues that over the past 250 years, America has in effect picked off all the easy trimmings in a land filled with abundant natural resources, largely by virtue of rapid technological advances and a massive push for education. In doing so, Cohen claims that although we thought as a nation that the good times would never end, all the low-hanging fruit has been picked. Cohen therefore suggests that we had better step up to the plate and define our future, or we will be left to the grist mill of history, an afterthought of a society that assumed that it was richer than it actually was. In this coming beyond stagnation age, Cohen predicts that expansive U.S. megacities will develop while others will fade, and that highly motivated workers from all over the world will gravitate to these elite metropolises. However, he warns that only 10 to 15% of the population will be made up of such highly motivated workers. The rest of the population, 85% in fact, Cohen predicts will be older, poorer, and largely underclass. In essence, Cohen argues that in the near future, the haves will be computer-skilled virtuosos, while the have-nots will be relegated to the 1950s vintage UNIVAC type of junk pile. Much of Cohen's book focuses on what the job market will be like in the future, and he seems to think that as a society, we will enter an age of robotic computerization. Cohen may be correct, and we may be destined for a kind of privileged class versus underclass world in which computers and machines rule, a world in which the talented will rule and the untalented will simply exist. And he could indeed be on point, except for one unfailing truism. History has a tendency to throw humanity a few curves. If you believe for one second that the chess game-like futuristic world that Cohen paints for us, one in which one's destiny will be governed by robotic computers that assign individuals a status of being a king, a queen, a rook, or a pawn, remember that famine, war, pestilence, and sheer human stupidity and brilliance, rather than robotic machines, are one's predetermined station in life, more often determine any society's future. And in the end, robots will not rule. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.